Welcome to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on News Talk 870. I'm Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition. We're here, as always, every week, except last week with John McKay, our co-host. John, they gave us the studio last week while you were gone.
Yep, we were up at a baseball tournament in Ellensburg.
And it's still standing. I think we pushed the right buttons, at least
yes,
some,
you did. Nothing
people,
blew up.
No, some everybody called in and said they heard us. So.
And our thermal sensors in the building indicated no sources of fire. The smoke detectors didn't go off.
So how was the baseball?
It was good. We kind of ran into some all-star teams.
Okay, well.
Like Uber all-star teams.
Well,
but the kids played pretty well.
Well, good. Well, it has been amazing. I think it's actually summer now. Mm-hmm. You know, this week was great.
Was it 94 on Wednesday?
We were actually able to string together more than 3 days of sunshine in a row.
And so, I bet you've been busy.
Oh, we've been just swamped. It's that time of year. We've got a lot of offers accepted this last week, and things are looking really, really good. So this week, before we get into our main topic, I know we always like to do our celebrity home. Kind of our crazy real estate news, what was happening real estate-wise in the news. So, Kenny Rogers' former resort
you
is for sale.
You gotta know when and to hold him. Know when to fold him. So, obviously, he's folding him this time.
So, what happened is he's been known over the years 12, 13 times. He's bought, huge places and fixed them up. This was actually sold to a real estate investor. Wes Adams, a wealthy rancher and real estate investor, bought it back in 2003, and then he passed away in February, but it's back on the market again for $20 million.
Wow.
And I know you're looking at this, McKay.
It says it's a resort-type facility?
They've turned it into a resort. I mean, listen to this. Main house, 12,000 square feet. Equestrian facility, 9,000 square feet. Six-bedroom guest home, 4,000 square feet.
Guest?
Four-bedroom guest home, 2,600, and then the one-bedroom guest home, 1,000 square feet.
Wow.
So we're getting, five or six homes here, 973 acres, Georgia, $20 million. And they do note in here that that is only 100 times more than the current median Athens home price. So you're just a little bit outside of the market. So, I'll gladly take any referrals for anybody that wants to look. And,
I wonder if we have any Powerball players listening.
Exactly. So that's our celebrity real estate news. But you're right, the market with the sunshine always tends to heat up a little bit. June is a fabulous month. It's continued to be that way. We've listed a lot of great property. I can't wait to talk about the pick three after the break. So a lot of new listings out there, a lot of sales in the last couple of weeks, a lot of people finding those homes that they want to be moved and ready for in time for school. And so if you're looking to do that, let us know. There's a lot of great programs out there still available. But we have a new addition to the show. I'd like to welcome in the studio with us, we have Chad Ward with State Farm Insurance. He's been endorsed by and approved by our friend Ryan Sullivan, who has moved on to some financial planning aspect of the business. And so Chad Ward is going to be our new insurance expert. So, Chad, welcome.
Well, thanks, Lance. I appreciate the opportunity.
Now, since you're new to the show, we always like to grill everybody with the basic questions. So we'll get nosy this week. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how long in the area, and just let the listeners get to know you a little bit.
Well, like you said, my name's Chad Ward, and born and raised in the Tri-Cities, grew up in a small community just outside called Finley. Went to high school there and graduated in 96. Went on to play football at the University of Washington. Go Dogs. And I might make a few people a little upset, but I think we all support a strong Northwest, so that's okay.
Are you trying to alienate 90% of our listeners on the first,
well,
on
you
the
can,
first show?
If you can get the 10% that loves you anyway, that's what really matters.
Nice.
So married my high school sweetheart, Ashley Ward, and we through our world traverse through football, I ended up settling back home in 2004 and found my way to the field of insurance and decided the number one company would be the one that I wanted to represent. So here I am now as a State Farm agent in the Tri-Cities. I'm still in the protection business just like I was in football. I just do it a little differently now with policies instead of my hand.
That is a good one. I had not heard that one. The protection business. It was a natural fit for you.
Yeah, quarterbacks to policy holders.
I was just going to say.
Okay.
And running backs, you're on your
own. And he does like to say that he is the biggest insurance agent in town. Now, we might not be talking volume or policies.
Yeah. Height and weight. Yeah.
Height and weight. Okay. So why insurance? How did you end up with insurance?
Well, I had an interesting story. An insurance agent made a real positive impact in my life with my father, who passed away in 2008. And just to see the care that this gentleman took care of our family and the things that he did for us really made a positive impact. And I decided that's something I wanted to do for people in my community and help protect them and help them through times of need. When we use the products that insurance agents sell, it's usually not a good time. So
right.
Really had a positive impact on me. Wanted to be a business owner. And so that was two real strong points, and I found my way to State Farm through my neighbor and friend, Ryan Sullivan.
Okay, well, that's a natural selection. We're keeping it local and keeping it real here. I like it. So it becomes a major impact, and one reason we like to have you on the show and talk to you monthly, because you're right. It is, in real estate, it's a lot of times people's largest financial asset that we're working with. And it comes down to the fact whether it's in a transaction that we're doing in a real estate transaction or it's from an insurance standpoint like you talk about. And it's really protecting that largest asset, and keeping it safe and using insurance as a vehicle to do that. A lot of times it's whether you want to or not because the banks, require. They're out there for a large amount. And so they want to make sure if something does happen that is going to be covered. I can't tell you in the last 4 or 5 months with all of the rain and the moisture, we're so far above average with water.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many stories. It seems like, I don't know from a claim side, but it seems like I've heard more stories about water damage in homes and people dealing with that.
Well, the Yakima.
That I've heard a ton of people talk about that. Can you speak to that a little bit with water claims and what you've seen in the last 6 months?
Yeah, we've seen definitely an increase. One of the key things is people need to be educated on what their home policy covers. A lot of times flood is not covered on your standard home policy, and you need to reach outside, and there are policies available. But if someone is just basically shopping price, they might leave themselves exposed. So that's when the benefit of a local agent comes in handy, where we can sit down and look at each risk. But yes, the claims are up. Wind claims were big in the spring. We had a lot of roof claims, and definitely with the floods, people that are living near the water definitely are exposed, and water damage caused by flooding is generally not covered unless you have a supplemental policy. So it's something people need to be aware of.
Gotcha. So when you take us through the process a little bit. So you've got a new homeowner, a first time home buyer, and they need to get some insurance on their house. How does it go? Where do you start with them?
Well, for the flood aspect, the bank will let them know, obviously, if they're in a 100-year floodplain. So
right.
that'll be the obvious point. We want to make sure we're protecting their property. So you want to make sure you have a good inventory list before you pick this policy, because we want to know what we're trying to protect. We're trying to protect their home at replacement cost. And that is the key thing that when we talk to policyholders, sometimes they don't understand. I bought this house for $220,000, so I want to insure it for $220,000. But that's not the proper way to do it. We want to replace it. If it was to burn down, what would it cost to rebuild it 100%? And that's the number we need to be shooting for. Now, you're still going to own the dry ground if it were to burn to the ground, but labor costs, you need to insure for $60,000 more than you bought it, or maybe $20,000 less. You just don't know until you get an accurate replacement cost estimate, and that's one of the things that we do as agents is educate people on where to find those and how to do it.
Well, that's a big thing, because a lot of times you'll hear people say that all the time. They'll be like, well, I had a $200,000 house on a $60,000 lot, so... Mm-hmm. if it burns down, I still got the lot, so maybe I just need insurance for $200. But like you said, that fire is probably going to be 3 or 4 years down the road.
Yeah.
And likely with the house price increasing, you might actually need more than that.
Exactly. And the cost to remove the burned down house. People forget about that a lot.
Disposal.
The cleanup of the debris. So you can't just go and build on top of the burned down house. Right. We've got to get that out of there. One key factor that we see in the Tri-Cities is when your home was built, if there was no homes around, so if you were early in the development, that may have been cheaper to build because they didn't have to build around other homes. So then when your now home is surrounded by homes and maybe a larger track or something like that, the cost could be double what you originally paid, and people forget to factor it and what it'll cost to build today. So that's the benefit of really sitting down and making sure you're covered.
Okay. And that's where somebody who tries to do it yourself online can probably end up short.
Quite often,
you know,
right?
You'll see people insured. You know, we'll run our replacement cost, and they're maybe $30 to $40 a square foot off. The price might feel good, but if it were to actually burn to the ground and you actually had to use this policy, what you would get replaced, you would not be happy with.
Oh gosh. Well, now Chad, to tell us, tell everybody where you're located and maybe how people get a hold of you if they have questions about this or want to have their policy reviewed or make sure they have the replacement cost. Physically, where's your office at, and then what's a good phone number for you?
Yeah, we're on Gage Boulevard, right across the street from the Olive Garden by the Army Recruiters.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah. Okay. So if you've been to the Olive Garden, you'll be able to find us. Walk out the front door and look across the street. And then our phone number is 509-783-1214. Or you can click in at chadwardinsurance.com. We have internet available. So call in, click in, walk in, however you want to come see us. We're available.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. Well, after the break, we'll hit him with a couple more questions. I've got a question for him straight out of our real estate contracts that references insurance agents right away from when we list a house. So we'll talk about that when we come back and learn some more insurance tips for your home.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here with a new guest, first time on the show, made it through the first segment, and he didn't run out on us. So, Chad, we've got Chad Ward with State Farm Insurance. Chad, welcome back. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks, Lance.
You're doing great.
Very good.
Yeah, it's not as scary as we told you, is it?
I'm just sweating a little bit.
Okay, very, very, very good. So, insurance, real estate, tied together from probably the minute we list your home. In fact, one of our clauses in our contract, when we have someone sign a listing agreement, and another reason I have you come in and talk about this stuff, is there is, in our listing agreement that we provide our clients, there is a disclaimer that says you are listing your home for sale. This could affect your homeowner's insurance, your policy. You are encouraged upon listing the home to contact your insurance agent and let them know your house is listed. Most people look at me kind of funny, and they're like, okay, what, why?
Yeah, why?
Chad, let us know. Why is that? What's going on there?
Most homeowners insurance policies don't provide coverage for vacant homes. So if you're listing your home and it's going to be vacant, the company will provide generally 90 days of coverage, and then if it goes on past that, your agent is aware we can add an endorsement to continue to provide coverage because vacant homes are much more likely to have claims. Young children riding their bikes by, throw rocks through windows, people see your home is not lived in, they're more likely to do something to it. So vandalism can be a real problem.
Well, and I mean, it's funny you bring that up because we had that. I'm sure some of our listeners saw that in the newspaper this week. We did have that same situation happen here in the Tri-Cities in Pasco to a home, and you know, they were able to get into a vacant home. Luckily, there were some vigilant neighbors that made a call quickly. The police responded quickly and were able to stop any major damage from happening. But it was kind of a wake-up call that make sure those extra sticks are in the doors. And you know, but there again was the exact situation you're talking about where, being that the home was vacant, that people were more likely to get in there.
Absolutely. And as long as you notify your agent, like the contract says, they will work with you to make sure you're covered. So
that helps a lot because, you know, whether you increase your premium $5-$10 a month as opposed to someone finding out that you had a big water claim, and it's because no one was at the house to check on the water. I mean, and then have it not be covered. Right?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense, and that helps. And I advise everybody when we sign the listing agreements, every time, please contact your agent. go over the policy with them and make sure. You're probably tired of having me tell all my people to call you all the time.
But no, it's good. We like to talk to our customers.
Okay, good. So I think I generate a ton of insurance-related phone calls. But it is great because you want to make sure you're always covered in those situations, and so that helps a lot. Now, during the break, you were talking about a couple things. I was asking you a couple questions, and you brought up one of the things that you brought up that I think is worth talking about and having, and for property owners to really know about their home, is you brought up something that you called an attractive nuisance. Talk to us a little bit about that, and insurance-wise, how that affects homeowners.
Yeah, in the state of Washington, you're liable to protect the innocent. So the innocent would be young children who don't know any better. So if you have a pool without a fence around it, a four-year-old wouldn't know that if he fell in, that could be really bad. So it's your job as an adult to protect him with a locked gate and a fence. Same thing with the trampoline. A young child might not know how extremely they could be injured, so it's your job to protect that trampoline behind a fenced yard, or if you have a trampoline that has that enclosure on it where no one can get in it, that's okay too if you have it in an exposed yard. But those are the things that is our duty as a responsible adult, and if we don't do them, then all of our assets become at risk in a lawsuit, and if you haven't taken the proper steps to protect the innocent, you will lose that case. So.
And so what your insurance does is you're saying a lot of people are not insured enough to protect, you know, to protect that.
So. Exactly. So liability insurance is a key point that you need to discuss with your agent. You see in the Tri-Cities a lot of people who have about $300,000 worth of liability. The difference to get to $1 million is very minimal, maybe $100 a year. If you have $1 million on the line of whoever your insurance company is, you can bet they're going to defend you in court and do their best to make sure that all damages are mitigated and kept to a minimum, that so your wages aren't possibly garnished for the rest of your life. So for an extra $100 or so a year, depending on your company, you can make sure that your assets are taken care of. And if your assets are in excess of that, good for you. You need more insurance.
Right. No, that makes a lot of sense. Just like you said, yeah, great job, but we need to protect a greater amount of that.
Exactly.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So we've covered, we've talked about a lot. We've talked about the attractive nuisance. We've talked about the homes being listed, needing to make sure you're covered on that. The vacant homes. Now, talk to us a little bit about. You talked about vacant homes. You talked about people being gone. What are some security tips as far as vacations? We're coming up on vacation season where people are gone a lot. And I heard you mention a big thing in there about the vacant houses. But what are some of the biggest mistakes you've seen people make lately?
Well, I think one mistake that people make quite often is with our new social media with Facebook, is they broadcast their plans to their friends. And if you don't have your site protected, the bad people in the world know that you're going to be out of town for 2 weeks in Mexico as well. And that's not a good thing. Have that private if you're going to post that information to only people you trust. But the best advice would be not to post that information when you're going to be out of town. And also make sure you have someone getting the paper out from the front of your door, because the burglars drive around neighborhoods and look for stacked up papers. That's part of what they do.
Right.
Make sure you have if you don't have a timer on your lights in the evening, have someone come over and turn your lights on in the evening inside your home. If you're going to be gone for an extended period of time, you need to mow your yard so it's not opposite of your neighbors, because people who will have bad intentions look for these things, and they look for the easiest target. If all the doors were locked and the lights were on, you know, they're going to go to someone else's house, which is sad, but, you know, protect yourself. So
no, that makes a lot of sense. Those are good tips. Mm-hmm. And the same thing is we run into that a lot. A lot of times we talk about using social media to help with home sales, which we do, and, you know, have homes on Facebook and that too. But at the same time, it can be used the other way as a detriment. So no, you're exactly right about being careful what you post on there.
Exactly.
And that makes a huge difference. So that's what we're doing, taking relevant local news, things that happened in the community this week, and then relating them to how we can add more protection on the insurance side. Now, I know this isn't totally real estate related, but I want, while you're here, to just mention it, you know, briefly. A lot of times we might make sure the house is covered, But a lot of times I think people forget or just don't quite take the extra step. What about the toys in the garage? I mean, it's that time of year. I mean, if you have a boat parked in the garage or your friend's jet skis are in the garage or
motorcycles,
where do we start and stop on that? What do we need to worry about as far as what's in the garage? How do you approach that insurance-wise?
Yeah, all homeowners policies have a minimum amount of coverage for those excess items. And if you don't want to write a check for it, if it was to get stolen, you need to get a separate policy for it. Jet skis, boats, the things that the law does not require us to carry insurance on, we need to make sure that we're taking responsibility on ourselves and protecting our assets. If you can't afford to write a check for those $2,000 jet skis or don't want to, then you need to purchase a policy from your company, which are very inexpensive, especially for those policies with limited risk. And it's definitely wise and worth the money.
Okay, so for those people that are concerned about that, thinking about that, purchasing that ATV side-by-side jet ski type policy, now would be the time to make sure they're covered with
Absolutely.
You.
Check with your local agent and check with Chad Ward.
Okay, Chad, once again, what's the number to get to you to talk about that?
It's 783-1214.
And then how can people find you physically? Where are you at?
We are across the street from Olive Garden on Gage Boulevard, right by the Army Recruiter.
Okay, perfect. Well, we like to do a little thing on the show now called Pick 3.
Mm-hmm.
What are the hot homes that we've listed? What's out there? These are the deals that are potentially going to be gone next week, John, because we're going to sell them.
They move.
So pick number one we've got is 501 Cottonwood Drive. That's over in Richland. This is a great three-bedroom, one-bath home, but it's had just an awesome family room addition in the back, making this house 1,725 square feet. It backs up to kind of the shelter belt there, so you can just open the back gate, have your own jogging, running path. Phenomenal location in Richland. Easy commute if you're working out at the site. You're just a hop, skip, and a jump to the bypass. And it's just a fabulous little home. All of this you're going to find in that area of Richland priced at $139,000. It's just for 1,725 square feet, and as clean as this place is, it doesn't get much better than that. So that's pick number one. Now, pick number two. This is awesome, John. McKay, I'm half tempted to take you over and show you this house yourself. So what this is a townhouse, one of the Ajo Row Homes townhouses behind Walmart out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in phenomenal shape. So it's the three-story townhouse. You've got a two-car garage. And what these folks have done is they've taken the whole bottom level and they've converted it. It's your own private water park, McKay. They've actually installed one of the current producing swim spas in the lower level. They've got humidity controlled fans. You when you walk in, you don't even know that this is down there. It's like an indoor pool. And or a really big hot tub, if that's what you prefer. So it was one of the most unique and just most well done rooms I've ever seen out there. So what we've got over 2,200 square feet, phenomenal location. You've got everything there at Road 68, mm-hmm. literally walking distance to everything: shopping, food, hardware store. Phenomenal location. You've got your own built-in water park,
mm-hmm.
and this is priced at $170,000. And I can tell you right now that these folks are—they're losing money on their investment. They need to move, and so I mean, when they spent, it's so professional. When you see this swim spa setup, it's amazing. So you're basically getting that for 30 cents on the dollar, and so they've priced it properly.
Wow.
They're ready to move. If you'd like to check that out, love to show it to you. You can always call my cell phone, 727-8977. And pick number three, brand new listing. Mm-hmm. Just put the sign up. 4434 Mears Lane, West Pasco, three bedroom, two bath, great starter home, and it's priced at $154,900. This is 1382, almost 1,400 square feet. And once again, right off of Road 100. Great starter home or great downsize if you want to go to one level Rambler. Corner yard, Fenced yard, completely fenced. This is just a clean, clean starter home. One of the nicest, cleanest one of this model that I've seen in a long time. Vaulted ceilings.
Ooh.
So it is, it's just a fabulous, fabulous deal. I expect that one to be crazy busy this weekend. So that's 4434 Mears Lane for $154,900. If you want to see any of these homes, my cell phone, 727-8977. We are here, ready to work, and we're going crazy right now. It's great. It's
nice
great,
weather.
It's the great weather, and right now, market's really kind of trending up, picking up a little bit, and we're busy and loving it. Now, Scott, what are we going to do with him?
Well, Cobalt Mortgage.
Cobalt Mortgage, we'll throw it out there. We need, whether he's here or not, we're still going to need you to be pre-qualified. 737-6000 is how you can get to Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage. Mm-hmm. Or, as always, just call my cell phone or visit kenmoreteam.com, and we'll get you right over there. So, Chad, we want to thank you for coming in. You did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Lance. I had a good time.
And so if we have any insurance questions, we'll be calling you. I'm sure we'll be having you back on the show. Thanks again for all of the information and helping keep our listeners safe and giving them some advice.
Absolutely.
And with that, we'll be back next week right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
On News Talk 870.